I turned my MacBook up and that counting is loud.
I know it bothers you, but I'm just, like, immune to it from years of band.
Oh, yeah, no, I have, like, no musical, like, artistic creative bone in my body whatsoever. And so, like, that is, just annoying. Which is so wild because I did ballet for a really long time and I was really good at it. Counting meant nothing to me. I am so incredibly right-brained, it's not even funny.
Oh, yeah. You were just teaching me about that.
Watch me, I've got them backwards. Okay.
Now we have to know.
Now we have to know. Did you see Liam Payne die today?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't like a hardcore, whatever their fans are called, but that's still sad. Especially in a
scary... Oh, no. Left brain is analytical, methodical, and logical, and right brain is artsy, creative, and emotional. That's yeah, me. I'm not right brain.
Yeah, it's scary to think about. He fell off the balcony of a third story.
So, like, did he fall off or was there a fight? I know it just happened just like a few hours ago, but...
Yeah, that's all I know.
Breaking pop culture news. I was thinking about releasing this, like, doing a shorter one tonight, releasing this first, so our first one's on an hour and a half. That's just an hour of me, like, going crazy conspiracy political theories. It's really good, though. It's a good episode.
Yeah, it's very...
Neil Oliver. I don't even know the word.
Yeah, he's just dealing with life right now. Poor guy.
I told Val not to get another cat, and Val got another cat and now has emotionally traumatized her first little kitten.
I don't think that's... You know, that's a little... He's tired. He's sleeping. Leave him alone.
His eyes are wide open and he's looking at you like, Mom, how could you do this to me?
He'll be like cuddled up on me and he'll make sure he can see over my shoulder to make sure she's not coming at him.
He was here, he was vibing, she abandons him for 7 days. She comes home and then she's home for just a few days and brings home a cat that just keeps attacking him. Like, he never even mattered to her.
Stop. You can go.
Sweet little Oliver.
So they both have bells on their collars.
Yeah.
And they're off right now because they fought a minute ago and I don't know where the collars went because they're breakaways. So,
yeah.
But,
You keep collars. I think it's so weird you keep collars on them in the house.
So I know where they're at.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's so many hiding spots in my house. Like, I need to know where they're at. Especially right now. But, like, Oliver would, like, come up on me and I wouldn't realize it and it'd scare the crap out of me.
Whatever Nylea is doing, wherever she's at, whatever she's up to, that's not my concern until she comes and finds me.
Well, it's more also like my kids will like chase after them or like...
not if they don't know where they're at.
There was something about them putting her to bed and I was like, I don't want to know where they're trying to stuff my cat. But it's also, it's interesting whenever he's like laying there and he hears her bell and he's like,
emotionally traumatized. He wanted to be an only child.
He still sleeps next to me. I keep her locked up at night in her room. She has a whole room. She's like more spoiled than Charlotte. I know what that's from.
No, okay. I have some funny tidbits from today. So I pick Theodore up from daycare. And we have spent... This is day 5. You and I have seen each other. First day our kids have not, though. At this 5-day stretch.
Are we trying to break our record? What was it, like 15 days or
something like that. So I picked Theodore up and he's like, go to Auntie Val's house. And I said, no, you, Sissy, and Jackson need a break from each other. And he goes, yeah, just Aunt Val. I said, wait, let me get this straight. Do you want to see Jack? No. Do you want to see Sissy? No. You just want to see Aunt Val. Wah. I was like,
That can be arranged, buddy. We'll just switch kids for an afternoon.
I'm like, what is your deal? It was so funny. He slept with that fire truck last night.
I bet. He was, like, attached to that.
And more importantly, at 6 a.m. when he came into my room, while I'm getting ready, he brings the fire truck in with him. And he walks in. It's, like, 6:02 a.m. He walks in. You can tell he's, like, been awake for approximately 60 seconds. And he goes, Mom, fire truck's heavy.
I'm surprised he didn't try to take it to daycare.
He did. Yeah, so he did, and then I made him leave it, and we're walking out to the car, and he's, like, trying not to cry, and he goes, "No walk today. Home to fire truck." I said, "We will not go on a walk today. We will come straight home to your fire truck."
He has priorities. I love it.
Well, then we get home, he sees the fire truck, and he goes, "Okay, walk now."
He's like, "It's safe and sound. You didn't get rid of it."
So my mom came over yesterday and brought his birthday presents. We haven't been able to meet up since. And she brought fire trucks and Hot Wheels and monster trucks and an RC car. And he finally made his way to the clothes.
Oh, really? Tonight,
he pulled them out of the bag like he had never seen them before in his entire life. I was like, oh, wow!
They just needed to wait for their time to be appreciated.
Yeah, it was so funny.
It's my dryer. Do you want me to turn it off?
No. I thought it was one of the kids coming down.
No, they're loud. They stop. They're like Alan. I was in the shower. I had music on, and I can still hear him stomping up the stairs.
Okay, so I think this is like, this is just a theory on stairs, because I grew up in a two-story house, and it did not matter how I walked up or down those stairs, how anyone did. My dad was like, "Stop stomping up and down the stairs!"
I swear I do not stomp up the stairs. At least not the way they do. All three of them.
Well, you wouldn't know, would you?
Nobody complains when I do it.
See, I'm not going to accuse you of being in the wrong, because I'm your best friend and I'm on your side.
Okay,
but like someone outside of the situation may think this is a you problem, not an everyone else.
You want me
problem.
To walk up the stairs and I'll show you. I don't stomp up the stairs. And I know I'm not as loud, because I can scare every single one of them when I go up the stairs, because they do
They're
not hear me.
They're also not as observant as you.
I have to know where everyone's at all times, and a man does not.
Oh, speaking of, this was one of my topics. Have you seen the 17 diapers trend going around on TikTok?
I briefly watched the video, and then, of course, all my videos after that were, like, people
talking about their 17 diapers?
Yeah, or just talking trash on that woman.
Okay, no, like, one, I, as someone who's victimized by this, you should be able to talk bad about a mom whose baby is alive and doing well for the first 10 weeks the baby is alive. Anything they do, as long as that baby is taken care of and alive and healthy, you don't get to say shit. If you do,
right?
Megan Jackson's watching you sign.
A lot of the things were like, people are talking crap that there was 17 diapers, but it's like, that was 17 times that baby's diaper was changed.
17 times the baby was fed enough to have a soiled diaper and the baby was taken care of. I saw a mom make a TikTok. But what I've been getting is, it's my 17 diapers was, and they like say an instance of like what their like kind of pit of postpartum was.
I saw one. I don't even remember what it was, though, but I haven't seen many of those.
No, that is all my page. Well, it's like half of my page.
I was literally the 17 diapers.
So was that, like, but what was that moment, like, for you that it was like, was it just having diapers everywhere? You couldn't, like, be bothered, like, not, like, be bothered, but, you know, like, I know what it's like to be, like, severe postpartum. Yeah. Like, what was, like, your low point of postpartum? Was it that?
I specifically remember once that I, like, took a break from cleaning for the day. I was not feeling well. I was sick. I probably had a migraine. And I was given a break. And my break was to clean up the mess that I didn't get to throughout the day. There was, like, trash everywhere, like, clothes everywhere. I had to clean during my break of, like, whatever. You know, it was, like, that moment I was like, this sucks.
So, I didn't suffer from postpartum depression, and I didn't suffer from postpartum rage. Which is wild, because I suffer from normal rage.
I suffer from pregnancy rage.
Normal motherhood rage. Like, I don't, it's, like, not a joke. I'm a yelling mom. Like, I yell, and it's just, like, sometimes I'm trying to, like, turn it into, like, a healthy thing, because it really relieves so much mental stress. So sometimes I'll just yell and laugh about it to try to, like, show Theodore it's okay to have emotions. My poor dogs are so overstimulating. I yell at my dogs. My neighbors are probably like, what the fuck is going on? And I know the sweet little, so my neighbor just had a baby who's like about, or just turned 2 months old or something like that. And I know she's so sweet and she's in that newborn bliss and she's probably like, I can never be like that. And I hope she's not, because being a yelling mom is not fun, because I have a yelling kid now, and not like in a bad way. Like, we sometimes just talk and scream, and it's so funny, but I'm a yelling mom. So I like normal rage, but I didn't have postpartum rage. But the postpartum anxiety and like those like intrusive thoughts were so bad. And I'm like able to joke about it now because my son is 2. My hormones have leveled back out. I am so far from that postpartum haze, it feels like. But my 17 diapers was, I think Theodore was like 4, somewhere between 4 and 6 weeks old. I just put him to sleep. And I walk out and tell my husband, I'm like, because like we talked a lot about like pre-pregnancy, what it would be like to deal with any of these things postpartum, like medical care and things like that for me. And then during pregnancy. And then obviously I had severe postpartum anxiety, mm-hmm. like the day we came home from the hospital. And so we had talked about it and like, I had already, you know, we'd already made an appointment to go see someone because we knew the anxiety was bad. But I had come out and I was like, you know, we talked about postpartum psychosis and I would sit there and I would think about the state of the world. Like when I was rocking my baby to sleep in like darkness and silence with just, you know, the sound machine, or we didn't use the sound machine in the beginning. So sometimes it was just pure silence mm-hmm. and darkness. And I would be like, and sometimes I'd just sit on my bed. I wouldn't even be rocking. So no movement, no sound, no light. Be left alone with my thoughts. Not a good place to be. Especially that early postpartum. But I would think about like the state of the world, and as someone with like normal anxiety, and like I am so in tune to like the political climate of not just our country, but so many other countries and things like that. And then this is not as real as the politics, but very related. I like a severe fear of zombies. Like this,
I'm so prepared for.
Like, I'm literally offing myself the second like the first person gets bit. I'm not doing it. Okay.
Sorry, I was laughing because the cat did something funny. Not at what. No, she's I know. Oh, yeah.
Someone who wasn't here didn't know that. But I came out and I was like, you know, because like postpartum psychosis is like, they talk about it a lot when moms kill their kids, like their babies and stuff, and they think that the world is better off. Or, like, their baby is better off to not be in this world. And I had, like, obviously been sitting there thinking, oh, well, what happens if this happens? And did I bring, like, how could I bring a baby into the world with the climate and everything like that that's going on? And I came out, and, like, obviously I was nowhere near this, right? But my, like, so I'm incredibly, like, I lack emotion in my logic. Like, I will say things that are just so off the wall because I don't bring emotion into yeah. anything I think about logically. It's a flaw. It's. Everyone thinks it sounds so good on paper. It's a terrible flaw. So I walk out to my poor husband. And in this moment, it didn't seem weird. It didn't seem off the wall. And I was like, you know, I can see how moms in postpartum psychosis talk themselves into killing their kids. And I could, like, I remember this moment clear as day now. I like, the screen. Ren and I were just talking about it before I came over. Just, like, I wish I could screenshot his face, essentially. Take a picture of his face. I could
probably picture his face.
And he goes in and he checks on the baby and he comes out and he's like, yeah, you need to call the doctor tomorrow and move up your appointment to as soon as possible. I was like, well, I'm not even near that point. Like, I don't think anything like that. All I'm saying is I can see how it happens. And in the moment, I'm just like, oh, this is just a fact, right? But now, like, 2 years postpartum and stuff, I'm like, the fact that he didn't lock me up is a miracle.
See, and on the same level, I've had that thought. Not as in I'm going to act on that, but
no. I had no interest. Right. I was never, like, close to anything like that. But I just, you know, I thought, like, I was almost too aware of the situation. Yeah. I knew I was having some sort of postpartum crisis. And then I was like, well, one of the postpartum things... Well, and it happened. It had to either be right before or literally right after I had Theodore. It was in the news. A mom had postpartum psychosis and killed her newborn.
Yeah.
And this was literally within days of Theodore being born, either right before or after. I can't remember. And I couldn't research it because I had a baby. Like, I couldn't do that to myself. But still on my mind. And so I had done a lot of research into postpartum psychosis and stuff like that. And I had the world's best OBGYN. And she was so like in tune with like explaining things to me, and she knew how I worked. So I was a little too aware. I was a little too informed.
Well, see, I had that moment. So I remember there was a news article of this mom who, it was like a van, I think. She had like 3 kids in the car and she tried to drive it into the ocean. Do you remember that?
I am sure.
I don't remember who it was. I don't remember names or anything, but like she literally just did not stop driving. People are chasing after this van on the beach. She's trying to drive into the ocean, just, you know, And I remember thinking, like, how could any mom ever want to do that? I was not a mom yet whenever I read that, I'm pretty sure. Or at least I hadn't had that moment yet. But then, like, there's so many realizations I've had since being a parent. And I was one of those people who's like, oh, just wait, whatever. But, like, when you're in the thick of it and you're like, how could I ever say that to any other mom? But also, like, I had that thought of, like, I kind of get it. So, like, not that I think it's okay, obviously, but, like, some moms just kind of check out. And they think, like, this is worse than what this, you know, whatever. But, like, not that I would ever.
Let's, like, take out the emotional and the psychological side effect. Uh-oh. 3 days after your baby is born, he's hiding. Look at what you've done to poor Oliver. Aww.
You might witness something bad, just saying.
They'll figure it out. Just give him some time. Way to break the tension, Oliver. But yeah, that was one of the things I wanted to talk about was how you felt about that trailer if you'd seen it.
I like any. I feel like anybody that gets on there and anyone that gets on there and is like trashing that mom is either like not a parent or like.
I see. I just like I think a lot of people have like this.
Or have more help than she does.
No, not even more help, because, like, I would never, and I had all of the help in the world. I think it's more of, like, they have this grandiose vision of self. They think so highly of themselves that they could never, and, like, I definitely have been there, like, where I was talked down to by someone who was, like, a grandiose version of themselves, and, it's just, like, motherhood is so different, and, like, postpartum and feelings like that is so different for everyone. That unless that baby is being neglected, because, like, a newborn baby's not crawling around. It's not at risk, you know? Like, I just, like, I don't understand how you could ever, I do, like, that, like, right there shows she doesn't have a partner who's there and supportive.
Have you seen that, there's a cat on TikTok that does paw-paw time?
No.
It's insane to me because it's so annoying. I don't like those, like, noises. But it sits, it makes its human sit here or hold it upside down. And it pulls it, one of its paws up and, like, sucks on the pad right there. It's insane. And he, like, does that to my hand almost. Like, he'll start nibbling on it and take his paws. Or her paws.
Okay, that's gonna gross me out, you little weirdo.
But it's, I almost think it's like a comfort thing. She was doing it at the vet, and they thought it was so funny. And but she was also like, and I'm aware of, like, you know, if it's annoying to you, don't let her do it. But, like, she could also see, she's got her.
Does that not hurt?
No, she's barely even, like, she's not even, like, chewing on me. She's just, like.
That's so funny.
She said that she'll probably grow out of it. That's Jack.
I know, I could hear him.
So you remember how I told you what he, like, runs out? I wonder if funny.
That is really funny. That's, like, when Theodore runs into, like, my room in the middle of the night. He, like, it's, like, full, like, you hear him open his door and stop, and then just full sprint across the house. I remember when we were house hunting, and, you know, I was pregnant, we bought our house. And I was looking, I was like, I don't really want, because all the houses we were looking at had the master on one side and all of the other rooms on the other side.
I hate that. I don't know why.
No, that's what I said. I was like, oh, I don't want that. I don't want that. And my realtor stopped and he looked me dead in the eyes and he goes, trust me, you will want that. So glad I listened to him. So glad.
Yeah. Bye, I get it now, but I always thought I would, like, with both my kids being at a young age, I was like, I don't want them so far away from me, because then they're going to
That's how I felt, but then, like, think about it, like,
yeah.
Well, okay, I also don't have the sleep-through thing that you have. Like, when Theodore gets up, I can't lay there and sleep through it.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me. No. Alan can't. Like, the moment they're like, Dad, we're up, we're hungry, Jack just told me tonight, he's like, Mom, you know how when Dad's home, and we go in there in the morning, and we wake him up, and we say, we're hungry, and he gets up? Can you do that tomorrow?
Have you tried to do the snack thing?
Yeah, like leave a bar out or whatever. They're hungry little monkeys. That's not enough.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not like I'm starving my children, but he was like, can you do that tomorrow? Yeah, he's like, can you do what Dad does? And I'm like, no, your dad's weak.
Yeah, kids are the worst when it comes to, like, morning hunger. Theodore came and got a bar this morning, ate, like, two bites of it, and he goes, I don't like this. I said, do you not like this? Do you not want it? I don't want it. I said, that's totally fine, but, like, don't sit there and lie to my face when I have a whole box of these in the pantry.
I just got these, dude.
Yeah, so that. And then, are you on, so here's the thing. My For You page doesn't know what tax bracket I'm in. And it's so funny, because, like, I have a few types of finance. Excuse me, ma'am. You want me to just, like, punch her in the face next time?
You're going to have so much fun editing
this. No, I'm not. I don't know. It can't, as long as it's not an hour and a half long, I should be fine.
Okay, so what's up with your For You page?
So I have, like, I have three types of financial videos on my For You page. People talking about luxury goods that I would never think to spend that much money on. And I'm talking, like, Birkin bags and, like, Louis Vuitton shoes and, like, Hermes makeup and things like that. I'm not that rich. I am not in that tax bracket. People filing for bankruptcy, which, like, I'm not gonna lie, is the most fascinating part about TikToks, is the way people talk about their finances. I am so fucking nosy that it itches my brain. Like, it's a scratch that needed itch so bad. Apparently, love bankruptcy TikTok in the terms of, like, people talking about their journeys. They're normalizing it because it's actually, like, a really normal American thing to do, but I'm just, like, obsessed with it. So I've got that, and then I have, like, the people, like talking about investing and things like that, which is probably the most accurate, but right. It's really funny because it's, like, I'll be like, yeah, I just bought this $50,000 purse. I have $37,000 in credit card debt, and I make $40,000 a year, and I'm filing Chapter 7 bankruptcy.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, but have you seen the Amalfi Jets TikTok yet?
I don't think so.
So they are a charter for private jets. Like, so obviously outside of my tax bracket, right, in the other way. But, like, I can't tell if these videos are real or fake, and I don't know which is the worst option. But it's, like, gained a lot of popularity, and I, for some reason, am just, like...
I saw a video about a charter for private jets, whatever, and this girl was calling. And she's like, I just want to know your cheapest rate, blah, blah, blah. She was trying to decide if flying private would be cheaper than flying, like, commercial. And he, like, gave her the breakdown. It was, like, obviously, like, $50,000 or whatever. I don't remember how much it was, or $20,000, or I don't even remember. It was probably more than that. And she's like, oh, so, yeah, this isn't cheaper. Like, it's literally a private jet.
Let's see. Here we go.
I'm off the jets. Just calling. Hey, Colin. This is James with, How's it going? Yeah,
this is one of his competitors.
I'm pissed right now, man. Okay. I had two clients leave in the past day. They mentioned Amalfi Jets.
You guys don't even own any jets?
No, we don't. Yeah, we're a full broker. Allows us to, again, get some pretty great pricing across the board and then pass those cost savings on to our clients. You know, you said that your clients are, you know, with us now. I mean, have you thought about offering maybe a little bit of a better service?
We offer the best service. We do things the right
There is no way this one is real, for side note, but, like, it's kind of like these wild out there videos.
Hey, Colin, how hard is it to get kicked off a private jet?
Honestly, it's pretty much impossible to get kicked off a private jet. However, I'm going to tell you the story of one time how someone got kicked off a private jet. 30 minutes, but it's at the
scene. We have someone... But, like, basically, it's like these stories, right? Yeah. And tell me why, every time I watch it, all I can think about is that guy is, like, 4 feet tall.
Wait, now I gotta watch
this. Just hey, Colin, this is James with,
Okay, how's it going? Yeah, what can I do for you, James?
Wait, so, go back to the one where he stood up.
Yeah, that's, like, I'm literally, like, I'm watching these and analyzing them next to door frames and things like that. Like, it's so funny. Hold on.
Charlotte would appreciate that.
I'm just gonna say, like, my chair is similar to that one, and my back sits lower on my back than that.
Oh, okay.
So, like, that's
Colin,
it.
What does a day in the life look like for one of our clients?
It's a great question, Anna. Come walk me, and I'll come show you. So, normally, our clients
are up. He's, like, lower than the doorknob.
Watch, he's gonna come out. He's, like, 6'4".
Well, what's his name?
I don't know.
Colin.
Which is, like, as you watch, like, he walks up to a mini fridge and one of them.
And it's normal size.
Or, like, not a mini fridge, but, like, one the size of my garage fridge, things like that.
A
Here we go.
Here's the time that we got blamed for botching someone's lip infections. So this actually happened maybe like...
That's a really tall door.
And we were flying this model. Let's call her Sienna. Sienna from New York.
I can't even listen to the stories anymore because I need to know this man's height. See, look. That's not like a full-size fridge he just stood next to. I don't think.
I'm looking it up.
Listen, right?
Colin Jones.
Are you gonna Google it? What's his name?
I never know.
So, I'm like not like one of those people who like...
He's 6 foot!
I knew it!
Oh, wait.
It's just like Google,
that
though.
That might be an NFL player. It showed him off.
Let me see.
Hang on. Well, that says injuries.
Yeah, that's...
Hang on.
Unless that competitor came over and beat the shit out of him for being cheaper. Okay,
Colin Jones. I spelled his name wrong. That's why. It's with a K.
Yeah.
Well, Colin normally is...
Did you not see the little subtitles? Or are you also focused on how little he is? Anyway, I'm going to keep making jokes.
Yes. Keep going.
I just assume those blazers are coming from, you know, like Gap Kids. I'm so sorry. That's what I was going to say. I'm just going to resist. My perception of people's heights is severely skewed.
He's only 23 and he's the founder and CEO.
But they charter everything. He's smart.
I know, but like, yeah.
Anyway, because Ryan is so tall. And, like, Ryan is by far the tallest person I've been in, like, any relationship with. And so I will, like, be talking to people who are, like, normal height and be like, wow, you're really short. I say as I'm 5'4". But it's so funny because, like, there's something – because I just – you would think, like, if you had to close your eyes and envision the CEO of a private jet charter, it wouldn't – be that guy.
Right.
But, like, facial features, body type are in line. But, like, I guess, I mean, you're done growing at 23, so. Anyway, someone find out, could someone in the Amalfi Jets team for TikTok go and measure this man? Put my mind, I'm gonna, like, it's gonna be so funny. It's gonna be, like, 6'2", and I'm gonna be like, get a shorter chair. Like, I don't love this. But yeah, they're so funny. I've been like watching, like I stop and watch every single one that comes across my For You page.
He's peeing again.
What'd you give that kid to drink?
He had an entire root beer. He chugged it.
What's on your For You page right now?
Let's see. Not Chris Olsen.
Okay. Because you went to Meghan Trainor.
Well, of course. The stuff about Liam Payne, because I watched one video.
Yeah. He's talking up there.
Yeah, he talks in his sleep, too. It's crazy.
So does Theodore.
Those, like, the, head spa things.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go to one.
Where
so
my salon just got one.
Stop!
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited. I watch, like, vlogs. I know you hate that, but, like...
Yeah. You live your best life.
Joey Fu. Every other video. Is. Oh, my gosh. This guy does these, like, cleaning videos. It's kind of making me scratch a little bit. And he, like, yells into it, but... We need to grab a big pot to put oil in. Oh, he's cooking dinner. So...
That's, like, that's what my brain sounds like.
I believe it. He does these cleaning videos where he's like, it's 12:53 at my home. My wife's gonna be home by 1. Let's see if we can clean the entire garage. And then he like puts everything, he's like, step one is put everything outside. And he like puts everything in a big pile. And then he takes his leaf blower. I swear I borrowed Gayla's leaf blower used it more inside and once outside. Like I was literally blowing stuff out from under my couch.
Blowing grass off the kids.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, no.
But yeah.
Do you have your outfit picked out?
But. It's a lot of crap, to be honest.
No, so...
Nothing productive whatsoever.
I'm a big fan of spoilers. And it really disturbs me that you haven't watched Tell Me Lies. It'll be too late by the time I tell you everything. But, like, Tell Me Lies, Danielle and I watched it the first season when it came out together, and I literally watched the episodes Wednesday at work. But
No, leave him alone. He's sleeping.
Every Wednesday morning.
God damn it.
Come here. Sounds good. Anyway, so I watch Tell Me Lies every Wednesday morning. Because it comes out like Tuesday, really, really late. And I don't stay up late. But prior to starting the episode, I go onto TikTok and I type in Tell Me Lies to see who recorded TikToks about the episode before. This was the season finale. When I tell you, I had to pause, go away, come back, because it, like, kept getting me worked up. Like, not in an angry way, just, like, you know, like, what's gonna happen, what's gonna happen? Ma'am, I'm at work, it's 8 a.m., stop. Megan Oppenheimer, stop. Stop.
That was such a Theodore moment.
No. That picture you took of us walking yesterday, I copy and pasted that child.
Yeah.
You can't even tell Ryan was a part of this equation.
Yeah.
That is my baby, that baby looks like me, that baby acts like me. I did this by myself. I don't know who Ryan is. I copy-pasted that chat. Just, oh, boop. And that kid is his mother's son to the max. So I got the apples yesterday, and we went and got caramel and chocolate chips tonight. And I was like, hey, do you want to go to the store and get caramel and chocolate chips to make the apples? Shortly after we got home. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, Dad, come on. And so, like, Ryan was, like, just in, like, lounge clothes. So we went to, like, put something on. And he was like, Dad, come on. Dad, come on. Grocery shopping. Dad, come on. It took Ryan maybe 3 whole minutes. And Theodore was like, let's go. Like, he wanted it. He wanted it now. And then I can't remember what someone's, and you saw it yesterday. You saw something yesterday. I can't remember what, if it was Ryan or I, someone said, he goes, what? But Val got a witness firsthand. When I tell Theodore to do something, like, okay, come on. Like, when we're walking, I'm like, okay, come on, let's go, or anything like that. He doesn't want to. He holds the one finger up at me, like, hold on. And when he did it yesterday, I just kind of rolled my eyes because, like, I'm used to it. Your face is like, that kid is too. How is he already doing this? So he's got my attitude. He has my lack of patience whatsoever. He has my inability to listen to another person. It's so, like, he is so stubborn and so, like, in his set, his ways. It's so funny because, like, that kid lives and breathes me.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I feel so bad for him. But, yeah, no. I was looking at that picture and I was like, I copy and pasted this human being into the planet. Yeah. Like, I feel so bad for all those moms. Like, I carried you for 10 months for you to come out looking like your dad. I can't relate. That baby came out looking like me. Because, like, Ryan's got the dominant genes. He has dark hair and, like, he has hazel eyes. But both of my parents have dark brown eyes and dark brown hair. Both my brother and I are blue-eyed, redheaded kids. It runs in my dad's side of the family. But Ryan has dark hair and hazel eyes. I have red hair and blue eyes. Ryan's mom is a ginger as well.
Mm-hmm.
So this little redhead, blue-eyed, adorable little creature. And he's been so freaking lovey lately.
Yeah.
Hugs, kisses.
I got so many I love you. So
I love you. I love you. Oh, he told his Funyuns he loved him tonight. Our kids are single-handedly keeping Funyuns in business right now.
Oh, do you like how I started that text to you the other day about the Friendsgiving? I read out loud to Alan, and he just started laughing.
Let me read that. Hold on. So, if you've never listened to our podcast before, I was viciously attacked.
No. I swear you say it worse every single time.
It does. The story gets worse.
I was
viciously attacked at the last, which was not last year, it was the year before, Friendsgiving, she threw, because I had the audacity to come with my child, who wasn't even 2 months old yet. And we came that morning.
We spent the entire day here
helping her set up and get ready and do all those things. And, like, obviously Theodore was, like, 6 weeks old, didn't nap that great. And then by the time, and one, let's not even, like, mention that dinner was, like, an hour and a half later than what we were originally told. But by the time, like there was a point where Theodore just hadn't slept enough. He was miserable. He was screaming. He was crying. He was red. He was just in pain. And I'm like, okay, we're leaving. Like, there's no point in me staying, right? And so we left early. We left before dinner was served.
Okay, you left like 10 minutes before we were getting
but
ready.
But like an hour and a half after dinner was supposed to be ready. And, you know, there were some judgments thrown my way. Not at the time my vow, but like this has like become such an inside or like a running joke for Val and I.
You're gonna hold resentment. Like you're gonna realize in like 20, like, you know, in 20 years you're gonna be like, I really resent you for that. We're done.
Oh no, I listen, if I'm gonna hold a grudge, I'm gonna do it from day one, and I will hold this grudge until the day I die. But now it's like become this running joke. So now I will make this joke like about like, you know, like, I tell this story like it was the worst thing that's ever happened. But, like, then sometimes Sal will be like, hey, this isn't Friendsgiving, so you don't have to leave early. Or, like, how early do you plan on leaving this event when she invites me places? And I make no apologies for what I did. I do hold a grudge for the, like the vicious, I almost made the joke again. But, like, for, like, the things that were, like said to me.
Yeah.
I do feel, like, very vindicated, obviously. Like, I'm fine now because... kind of, like, circled back, and they're like, oh, shit, I get it. Like that. And, like, so I'm fine now, but, like, that was so funny. And now it's become this, like, such a funny thing between us.
How can, like, a mom-shaming moment turn into, like, one of the funniest bits that we do like, every single
year? Yeah, this is our running bit. So she texts me, oh, by the way... well, we hadn't texted for 5 hours, so she acts like she's throwing it.
We literally, we have an open conversation. Like, we don't say, hey, how you doing? It's like, let's just start off. Like,
no, like, they're literally like, if you were not us and we sent an opening text the way they are, you'd be like, what the hell is going on? So we had, so like, but I love that you threw it like we were in the middle of a conversation. We didn't text in like 5 hours. Oh, by the way, no triggers or anything. The only thing that would have made that funny if you said trigger warning and then sent the text.
Man. Next year.
But I'm doing a Friendsgiving. Please come.
But I put...
But wait, but before you answer, blank will be in town and I don't remember if you're cool with them or not.
But wait, when I said that, I was like, I had to check the beef status before I invite...
And she goes, they wanted it to be a surprise, but I needed to check the beef status first.
Hey, I cover all my bases.
Listen, I just love that... Oh my god, I have to tell you, I literally forgot about this. I had a dream about that. I just love that you know that there's a chance that... That's so funny.
No, well, it wasn't me, that was Alan. I was talking to him, I was like, I'm gonna text her, and he's like, wait... She said something one time, and I remember it, no, so you gotta check.
Oh, I don't know if I want to record this or not. I'll record it, and then we can cut it out. He's so thirsty, like, or he used to be. I'm not sure if he still is. But, like, when Ryan separated from his ex-wife, he was still, like, liking all of our pictures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's not, like, an issue, right? But I think that's what played into the stream, right? So I had a dream that night that he wanted to bring her as his date. And they, you... That, like, I'm talking to you and Alan, and you're asking me if it's okay, and I'm literally
bring
like...
who as his date?
Ryan's ex-wife.
Oh, okay.
And no, follow along, because Dream Alan didn't make it out standing well. So, so, like, it's kind of, you know, it's a little foggy, but, like, you were basically telling me it was going to come, like, just letting me know. And I was like... not only if she's allowed to come, will I not be there, but I will never see you. Like, we're done. Like, our friendship is over. Which, like, you obviously know that would be the case, right? But Alan was like, you're not going to tell me who I can and can't have in my house. And for...
That's so accurate. Even if it was someone, like, he hated, I swear he'd still try to pick a fight with you about
he would. He would. But, like, so, for those of you that don't know, this hits a very close-to-home subject in our friend group, in which Alan infuriates me more than he does Val on this subject, and it's, like, constantly something we're butting heads about. So, that's kind of, like, what I say. I'm, like, two things here. The fact that you do this to your wife in this situation... like, literally went off on him in all the ways I already do. And then I was like, and then the fact that she would do that to me knowing how it feels. Anyway, so then I literally, like, woke up in the middle of the night, like, in hot sweats, like, having to convince my, I almost called you at 3 a.m.
I would have answered.
I know you would have. But I like it.
I'm gonna gaslight you too. I literally was like, we already had this conversation. You said you were fine with it.
There are no amount of drugs in the world that would make me fine. That has nothing to do with his ex-wife. It's just like, I'm such a protect my peace kind of person.
Yeah.
But, obviously by the time I woke up, I was like, oh, I'm going to tell her in the morning. By the time I woke up, I completely forgot about it, but this just brought it back up, so it's really
Does that
funny.
Mean I can't invite the other person and his newly,
Listen, that affects me less. I will leave Theodore with my mother-in-law, and I will cause a scene.
Ooh, this could be fun. I'm always trying to make it more interesting and fun over here.
Yeah, like that, like, desire to be socially acceptable and all welcoming and, like, that, you know, the social pressure to behave accordingly is not something I'm burdened with.
So, it's something you're trying to rip from my soul. Yeah.
Well, to, like, an extent. No, not to an extent. You are...
Even with the changing circumstances?
You are... But, don't get me wrong. You're being worn out a little bit. But when we became friends, you were the comfiest and plushest little doormat ever. So people didn't just want to walk over you. They wanted to stand and, like, rub their toes into it. And I'm like, literally, I'm like, get up. Stop. That's what Alan calls. That's why Alan says, just because I'm running up big dick energy. Yeah. Do you want to look at me like, do you know what she says if I would just roll over? She's meaner to me than you are. I got one more thing to say. Gone fleeting. But. It's a poor little Oliver. Obviously, Ryan is back on nights, so the dogs have been enjoying it. They're going to be pissed tonight. I literally was like, I'm like, is it mean to ask you to sleep in the other bedroom? because Samson has been sleeping physically, like, body on top of mine. Like, the world's cutest and heaviest weighted blanket. And Sven has been, like, laying straight up against me. Both dogs under the covers. Because I leave my bedroom windows open. I don't care that I got 30. My bedroom was, like, 59 degrees when I woke
up.
Anyone
wants her address? No, I'm just kidding. They're the back windows.
They're the back windows, and good luck with Sven.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Sven is...
Crunch one leaf, and he's through the window, probably.
Sven is a livestock guardian dog, and in this case, I happen to be the livestock. Not to mention, we live in a red state. I'm just going to put that out there. We live in a red state. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, so, yes, Finn is, I would not want to be on the receiving end of, like, a bite from Sven, or Samson, for that matter. Samson has done, like, some terrifying things, like, to protect us, like, thrown a dog.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and so, I get it, Samson's a doodle. He's still 100 pounds. That's still gonna... His head is still the size of a bowling ball. That is not going to feel good.
Yeah.
But, like, because Finn is part Great Pyrenees, and, like, I have talked to Ryan about, like, they're gonna pat... I'm gonna have... At the end of this month, I'm gonna have 4 2-year-olds, because Nylea turns 2 on the 30th of October. Oh, and so Theodore, both dogs, and Nylea will be 2 until Sven turns 3 in November. So, yeah, anyway, so we've talked about, like, maybe getting a Great Pyrenees. We've done some research, and they have some of the nastiest bites. And...
Wait, you're going to get another dog?
We're talking about, like, what would be next.
When the
Saturday... Mind your fucking business, for starters.
I'll tell you, that's something I can't do.
We have a podcast. We gossip for fun. But yeah, I don't think
we gossip for sport. What are you talking about?
Sport.
Sometimes we have to work for our gossip.
Oh my god, sometimes we have to entertain people.
Oh my god, is he gonna pee again?
Mind your business, lady.
I bet his movie's over. I'm trying to keep him entertained so I could do this.
It's okay, I gotta go home soon because I have a pediatrician appointment in the morning.
What time's your appointment?
9:30, but I have to go to work. I'm gonna take a long lunch. I'm gonna work early. clients off.
I was going to say, why doesn't he take him?
He's going to meet me there with him.
Oh, okay.
You think I trust that man to take him to a pediatrician for an appointment by himself?
Well,
you think
I trust anyone? I've never let my husband take him alone.
No, like, if it were my second kid, I'd be like, have fun. Well, that's okay. He's got a dentist appointment coming up, and that one I'm probably going to be like, let me know how it goes.
I highly recommend that decision.
I have no interest in being there.
But I would send Ryan with my kids before I want to go again.
To the dentist with them.
Jack does great, Charlotte.
He loves, like, he I brush his teeth and then he brushes his teeth and stuff like that. We've recently gone into flossing with him, which, like, it terrifies me because, like, they're supposed to be, like, these kids' safety flossers, but I'm still scared he's going to push it too far down into his gums.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Yeah, they suck. Gotta do it, though.
I love flossing. Is that a weird concept?
I mean, it's a good habit.
I watch this TikTok. It's like, if you think your breath doesn't stink, floss and then smell the floss afterward. So, wouldn't recommend that. And I like to floss, and it's still...
Yeah.
All right, we better wrap this up before Jackson comes and pees on us. Theodore peed in the trash can yesterday. Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks for joining us. We are, this is episode, well, this will be either the first episode and the next episode will be like wild and like political, not in a way we share opinions, but you know, or the first episode will be and you braved it enough to come back. So right. Either way.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for joining us because at the end of the day, aren't we all self-misguided?